Ready for a little fun in the rain. The Eagles have not had a bad weather game since the Snow Bowl in 2013, but things might change on Sunday as the forecast calls for heavy rain and thunderstorms. We kick off this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster by asking how it will affect the game plan against the 49ers.
Really, it's not really hard. It's just more so something to adjust to. And, I mean, being up here in Philly, you know, just from the past, we played and things worse, I think. So, I mean, for this season, it's the first game in the rain. But, you know, for the most part, it's just something else that, you know, you got to add to the repertoire as far as things that we got to do and prepare for.
Not necessarily the game plan prep, but obviously going into the game, knowing that it could rain, it might change, you know, how you call the game just a little bit. Just depends on the amount of rain, but it's something too that, you know, we don't let it, try not to let it be a distraction for us. Okay, we know it's going to rain, so we still have to go play and execute, but it doesn't change necessarily the way we game plan, per se.
Could the rain serve as an equalizer as this 49ers team presents a rookie quarterback going against one of the hottest players in the league in Carson Wentz? Don't expect Philadelphia to overlook San Francisco. Yes, the Niners are 0-7, but five of those losses have come by 3 points or fewer.
They're the next team on the schedule, and we got to prepare just like that. Can't treat them any different based on their record. They have a lot of close games that come down to the last drive, so we know what to expect. They're a good offensive team, and, you know, we're just going to have our hands full on Sunday.
It's just the main thing is just to focus on us. Like, you know, we don't want to think about opponents as being, you know, winless or, you know, undefeated, because at the end of the day, you know, anybody can win on any given Sunday. And I think the 49ers been in every game they done played since this past week. So, you know, we treating them like, you know, they coming here to play their best, so we got to play our best.
If you look at their record, I mean, their record doesn't define who they are, because a few, like five or six games, they was like, they only lost by
three.
Yeah, so they've been out every game.
Big V speaks. Halapulivahti Vaitai realizes he has some big shoes to fill, taking over for the injured Jason Peters.
Yeah, because no one can replace Jason Peters. You know what happened? You know, it's sad to see him go down, you know. Just to see, you know, I used to watch him growing up, and to see him go down is just, you know, I'm just playing for my brothers now, you know, and trying to make everybody happy. And this is my job, trying to keep it.
Rain or shine, our game day coverage begins Sunday with a kickoff show presented by Exalta at 12:30 p.m. right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the Eagles mobile app. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us here on the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Have a great Eagles weekend, everyone.